We're joined now by Mark Taliano, I believe. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, I am. How are you, Phil?
Good, and we're glad to be talking to you. You're a research associate of the Center for Research and Globalization, and you, of course, you've written a book, Voices from Syria. I should tell people, Mark has a Twitter site, and I was just checking it out today. It's terrific. It's M.A. Taliano. And I urge everybody to go to it. Of course, you just write his name in and you'll come up.
For Global Research, my articles are up there too.
And your articles are at Global Research. Yep. Mark, you've had an accidental adventure. You were visiting Syria when all this missile business and the chemical weapons charges was going on. Is that right?
Yes, I was. The first night there, I had the unfortunate experience of being awakened by missiles and bombs, cruise missiles, fired from the French, British, and U.S.
Mm-hmm. That must have been sobering.
It was very frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Very upsetting.
Did you...
loud.
Yeah. And you were where? Damascus?
I was in Damascus, and apparently some may have hit 5 kilometers of me. It was very, very loud, very unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Underscores what Syrians have been living with for 7 years.
Yes. You've made many visits, and of course, you've probably heard attacks before, but that one seemed to be one that they wanted to put an exclamation point on or something. I mean, in terms of, you know, they used to use that word shock and awe.
Shock and awe. Well,
they registered that, at least in terms of noise, reminding everybody that they're still hovering around.
Yeah, in terms of noise, it was awful. Not in terms of damage, not so much. So the Syrians that I spoke to viewed it as a victory for Syria. Apparently, 71 missiles or bombs or whatever you want to call them were shot down,
mm-hmm.
103 that were launched. Mm-hmm. But the shock and awe has been occurring for 7 years with the mortars that have been falling on innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shocking and eyeing part. They kill kids and
mm-hmm.
chop off their legs, and they've been doing that for 7 years. So now that the terrorists are almost cleaned out from the area of Damascus, people are
uh-huh.
breathing a sigh of relief, and they're more willing to go outside of their homes. About 11:30, I was talking to Pierre Lacorf, who is a French citizen. He's a saint, really. He's been in, I did an interview with him, he's on my one of my most recent articles, and he works with young people, like most people are traumatized by this war.
Mm-hmm.
He says that whereas before when the mortars were falling from the terrorists outside of Damascus, the terrorists that were bombing haphazardly Damascus citizens, whereas before the kids felt them to die. They had accepted death. They had lost loved ones. They'd seen their friends crippled and killed. They'd were ready for it. And imagine, this is not easy for us to imagine because these are just kids, 12 years old to 17 years old, but that's a trauma they had to live with.
Yes.
And now Pierre says they are condemned to live.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they don't see hope. They have these invisible scars.
Mm-hmm.
They see all this bombing,
mm-hmm.
and it's extraordinarily traumatic, something that we can't imagine.
Yeah. This is Mark Taliano, and he is the author of Voices from Syria. There's also a Twitter account. And I urge you to go to it. And by the way, your interview with Pierre Lacorp is posted there. People should listen to that.
He's a saint. He's a hero.
Yeah. So what did you see? What was the experience like the rest of your days here? You had a rather quick trip. I mean, you were in and out and got a taste of what it's like to be on the ground and for the Syrians.
Yeah, well, it's my second time there. What I've said, and I experienced this again, and it brings tears to my eyes sometimes. Of all the places I've been in the world, the Syrians are the most welcoming I ever met, the most welcoming, friendly people. And my government is trying to destroy their country. So I'm still trying to figure this out.
Uh-huh.
How they can be so nice and welcoming. And I'm not the only one who feels this way. Other people visiting, they all feel extraordinarily welcome mm-hmm. by these people who are being victimized by our governments.
Yeah. And well, one thought occurs to me, and that is that they are a civilization.
Yes.
As opposed to some of the what Donald Trump represents.
I think you hit it right there. They are a civilization. We were in the world's, literally the world's oldest church is where St. Paul was baptized. Mm-hmm. And it's 15 feet underground because it's so old. Mm-hmm. They build on top of ruins and
yes.
ancient civilization. This is where Christianity was born and civilizations were born. And we are trying to destroy it. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by destroying it is that for example, what is happening in these terrorist-controlled areas, which are now being liberated, we see what happens. Children are not allowed to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And the women are repressed, mm-hmm. extraordinarily so. They're extraordinarily misogynist terrorists we support. Mm-hmm. And it ties in with previous conquerors. The person who was taking us on tour said that during the Ottoman reign, that's where the full covering for women, full facial covering, etc., for women originated with the niqab. Mm-hmm. It's not indigenous to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time too, people were not allowed to go to school. Just like in terrorist areas, mm-hmm. Syria. Children are not allowed to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You can guess why.
Yeah.
Because if they're not educated, they can be used as soldiers and they can be manipulated. They mm-hmm. can be in one group after another, all to destroy a country which previously had free health care, free education, including higher education, mm-hmm. extraordinary mosaic of people, tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
They embrace Christianity. They embrace all religions. If you ask a Syrian today, what religion are you? That is a rude question because they are first and foremost Syrians.
Mm-hmm.
These are signs that, like you said, it is a civilization, a very rich civilization. We are mm-hmm. trying to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really heartbreaking, especially when you meet these people
mm-hmm.
because they're so warm and welcoming. And I put myself in their shoes and I think, okay, so let me figure this out. If people were invading my country or paying terrorists and supporting terrorists and controlling terrorists to invade my country,
mm-hmm.
and if visitors from that invading country came to my...
Yes.
Would I...
Mm-hmm.
I welcome them. Well, yeah. I...
That's it.
It would be easy to hate them, let's just put it this way.
Yes.
But I have yet to experience that. Not once. Yeah. I experienced that in Syria in my two times being there during the war.
Well, by the way, that's another thing that we should remind everybody. It's a very sophisticated political culture. They have been under, as you say, there was the Ottomans and the French.
Yeah.
And they were treated harshly in both cases, and now the French and the Americans and others. So they understand in a far more advanced way than this culture would. Who they're dealing with.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
When I was there, they had a national holiday celebrating the liberation from the French occupation. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It is the anniversary.
Yeah, they have on a the better 12th, understanding of what is going on by far, which brings me to the next point.
Yeah, and by the way, why don't we, everybody remind the world and Trump and Macron and all, Syria was a founding member of the United Nations.
Yeah. It's a member of the United Nations, and every day we're committing war crimes against it.
Yes. It's Mark Taliano, and he's got a book of voices from Syria, and of course, I mentioned a Twitter account. I do urge you to go to that. Mark, I share with you this anger and at Canada's just going along.
Yes.
I mean, by the way, in the most cowardly way, they just stand by while three superpowers fire missiles
yes.
into Syria, which is an act of war by anybody's definition.
Oh,
and the Canadian government says, well, we're not going to go, but we approve of it. Actually, I mean, they were doing another thing which is quite vicious, which is the support of sanctions and
yes.
the closing of diplomatic ties and embassies.
Yes, the
now, these are things we could correct. I mean, Canadians should be calling out.
Yes, the sanctions are vicious, they're illegal, they're unilateral, and they are killing, as all sanctions do, many, many, many innocent Syrian people. We were talking to Elizabeth Moss from the World Health Organization. Since the war started, about 5 million people have died avoidable deaths. Mm-hmm. Okay, they cannot. This is a country that has its own pharmaceutical industry, it previously, which were targeted by us, by our countries and our terrorists, the terrorists that we support. Mm-hmm. It previously had 90%, it made 90% of its own pharmaceuticals. I went into a pharmacy shop, and I couldn't recognize one single medication because they're all Syrian-made.
Mm-hmm.
No brand names, hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a shortage of cancer drugs.
Yes.
Now they have a shortage of artificial limbs. And there's about 1.5 million Syrians who have severe physical trauma, including loss of limbs, and so they can't even get them artificial limbs, thanks in large part to the sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get the cancer medications. 1 in 20 Syrians suffers severe psychological trauma. I understand that totally.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing when you're going to lose a leg, not knowing when a mortar is going to kill you or your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very filthy, dirty criminal game that imperialists have played for a long, long time, and I'm seeing how such a filthy, dirty game, criminal war game, it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's that aspect of the. It's like the Albright formula. It's worth it. We starve them, and they, you know, the children die, but it's worth it. And in the case of Canada, they put sanctions and just whistle while nobody looks at them and said, what did you just do?
Yeah, exactly. We are not complicit. We are accomplices.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide political support, overflights, refueling, illegal sanctions, and much more. Everything in coordination with NATO and their allies. We deal weapons with Saudi Arabia. They're... This whole war would not have had. The only reason it's happening is because of the West. It's a covert operation. It's a regime change war. Our defense minister said it publicly. It is a regime change war. That in itself is a war crime. He's announcing in neon that okay, we're committing war crimes here, which is what
yes.
they're doing.
Yes.
But when I see these kids, you know, going to school and mm-hmm. and happy and walking and. With their teachers, it's a beautiful thing. But then you think, my God,
mm-hmm.
we are targeting these kids.
What they've been through,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
And
now,
nobody deserves.
And lastly, Mark, there is. It looks. And we were just speaking to Steve Sahuni previous. There is some. The Syrian Arab Army has rallied with the support of Russia and Islamic Republic and others, but it. Really, this army is showing itself now as the people's army, and it is succeeding. Is that palpable? Can you tell in a change in mood in the Syrian people?
Oh, the Syrian people love the army.
Mm-hmm.
The Syrian people are the army.
Mm-hmm.
Conscript army. They are the brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles. They are the army. There's women and men in it. We at the gate to the where we were staying. Ancient gate, there's two young ladies, one was a tank driver, one was, I think, a sniper. They are the army. When they're very, this is another shocking thing, the way they treat, even the army, the way they treat us, they're always smiling and they're
mm-hmm.
friendly. They don't want to have their pictures taken for the most part, which is totally understandable at checkpoints, of course, not for security reasons.
Yeah.
But the army are the people. Yep. People are the army. They're one and the same.
Well, I like that formula.
This is an army that's had plenty of hands-on experience with fighting terrorists now.
Yeah.
Okay? And they don't, with this army, they go in house to house. That's not an easy job. They don't rely on carpet bombing, which slaughters multitudes, because these are their people.
Yeah. Well, Mark Taliano, we're going to have to leave it there, but it's been very informative, and thank you for making that trip, and thank you for your writing, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Phil.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Taylor Report.